Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Redundancy is not something that either employers or employees like to think about, but it is a fact of economic life and redundancies take place every day. What are your rights as a worker and what are your protections as an employer? Also, what sort of new changes are on the way for employment law in Ireland? All questions for Emma Richmond, a managing partner with the law firm Whitney Moore. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Let's start with employees. What are, assuming they've been told you're being made redundant, what are the rights and entitlements?
As an employee, it's really important not to be panicked when you get that news. It's not nice news to receive, but it's time to look for information from your employer. They have obligations to meet in terms of giving you information why there's redundancies, how you've been selected, and what's going to happen over the next period of time, whether it's a collective redundancy or an individual redundancy. There will be a consultation process, and it's really important as an employee that you take your time through that to get the information.
Now, if you have been selected, can you challenge it and say, actually, I don't want to go for redundancy?
What you can challenge is the method of how they've selected, and you can look for information as to how that's happened. But if there has been if it's a genuine redundancy, you've been properly selected, then that's going to happen. The redundancy will ultimately happen if they can't find an alternative, which is part of the consultation process, is to explore, is there a way to avoid the redundancy?
And as you alluded to, there's a difference between individual redundancies and kind of collective or mass redundancies.
Yeah, so collective redundancies is, as you say, it's mass redundancy. So it's a bigger organisation making bigger numbers redundant. So they typically would start at, if you have more than five redundancies in an organisation of 21 and up to about 50, and there's a scale, then an increasing scale. So, you know, if employers aren't sure whether they're going to fall within a collective redundancy, then they should, you know, look to the Workplace Relations Commission or go to their legal advisor for advice, because it's really important to plan that at the outset.
And what is the employee entitled to in terms of compensation for redundancy?
Yeah, so there's statutory redundancy payment. So that's calculated on 2 weeks' pay per year of service plus a bonus week, all capped at €600 per week. But there's a redundancy calculator on the Citizens Information website, so employees can get the link there to calculate the redundancy.
If you have been with the company a short time, though, you wouldn't be getting as much as that, though, would you?
No, so you need to have 2 years' service to be entitled to a statutory redundancy. And if you don't have the 2 years, then you're only going to be entitled to your notice pay, whether you work that notice or you're paid in lieu of that, together with any accrued annual leave that hasn't been taken.
Any bear traps that employers should be watching for?
For employers, the most common mistake that we see in Whitney Moore is that they deliver the decision of the redundancy before going through the consultation process. So it's really important not to prejudge that process and to offer the employees, you know, a fair, transparent process so that they get the information, and then that any decision on redundancy is not brought till the end of the consultation process.
If you don't do that, you could end up in court.
Yeah, so
we saw that with Twitter when they kind of mass released so many people without going through any consultation.
Yeah, so that's where you'll have unfair dismissal claims from employees, or you'll have prosecutions as well from the state in terms of not following a proper consultation process. So, you know, we would always, you know, when employers come into us, we'll help them, we'll put together their letters of notification, we'll put together the scripts for employees so that the managers are prepared and they understand the process, because that can be a kind of bear trap, as you say, as well.
Okay. And very, very briefly, we have legislation which was due to come into force next month, but has been postponed.
Yeah, the EU Pay Transparency Act was due to come in the 7th of June. It's already been said that we're not going to meet that date. But certainly the message we're giving to our clients in Whitney Moore is to prepare. We still need to prepare. That's in terms of categorising your employees and making sure that you're ready for it when it comes in.
Thanks, Emma, for coming in. This is Emma Richmond, Managing Partner with the law firm Whitney Moore. That's it for now.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.